Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. On this episode, we continue our series Exploring Scottish Cuisine with a look at Scotland's drinks and sweets. I welcome your feedback. Send me an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Get episode playlists and other resources at our website, www.simplyscottish.com. And be part of an ongoing conversation on all things Scottish on our Facebook page, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Simply Scottish has been featured on iTunes as new and noteworthy, and the show is ranked number one in travel and places on Podomatic. Help us build an audience by sharing the podcast with a friend who enjoys Scotland. It's available in iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. Coming up, Scottish confectionery. Kicking things off, here's music from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. From their 2011 album Highlander's Farewell, here's The Pitnacree Ferryman. Thank you. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we continue our exploration of Scottish cuisine with a look at Scotland's drinks and sweets. Scottish confectionery is notable for its traditional recipes, quality ingredients, and mouth-watering taste. One example is the hard sweets known as boilings. These are confections of syrup, sugar, and water cooked to a hard crack stage with various colours and flavours added, such as rhubarb, cinnamon, caramel, and cream. Not so hard, but just as delicious, is Edinburgh Rock, first made in the 19th century by a man named Alexander Ferguson. He learned the trade in Glasgow, but it was Edinburgh where his confection gained a reputation. Edinburgh Rock is made of sugar, water, cream of tartar, colourings and flavourings. It comes in hardened sticks that are soft and crumbly in texture. Another traditional confection is tablet. According to The Scots Kitchen by F. Marion McNeill, tablet is first noted in the early 18th century. It's typically made with sugar, condensed milk and butter and allowed to crystallise until it's semi-soft. And then there's all the Scottish varieties of toffee, a sweet made by caramelising sugar or molasses along with butter and flour. There's treacle toffee, one of my personal favourites, and the Highland toffee made by McGowan's, a Scottish confectionery company that specialises in toffee and fudge. In the 1920s, Andrew McGowan began to produce small toffee chews that would become the company's flagship sweet. Scotland also has its own variety of macaroon, a sweet confection with a thick, velvety centre, covered in chocolate and topped with roasted coconut. When I was growing up in Scotland, I enjoyed all these sweeties. When I was outside playing, a distinct jingle would be heard in the distance that would send me running to my parents for some coins. The ice cream van would come around, selling all kinds of ice creams and other treats. When I went on errands to the local shops, I'd often be allowed to buy a 10p, 20p or even 50p mixture, a small white bag with various delicious sweets inside, enough to keep a young boy occupied on the walk home. Finally, mention should be made of the various sweets that were not Scottish in origin, but became popular in Scotland and still are today. The Cadbury Company was started almost 200 years ago in Birmingham, England. Starting with chocolate bars and drinking chocolate, the company line today includes dozens of well-known treats, including the Crunchy, the Flake, the Dairy Milk Bar, and the Double Decker. Then there's Mars Inc., an American company, makers of the popular Maltesers, similar to Whoppers in the USA. A number of Mars confections actually debuted in Britain before crossing the Atlantic with different names, including Opal Fruits, or Starburst, the Marathon Bar, or Snickers, and the Milky Way, or Three Musketeers. And lastly, sweets like fruit pastels and fruit gums are made by Roundtree's, a company based in York that was bought over by Nestle, in 1988. In 1969, Roundtree's merged with McIntosh's, another confectionery company based in England, and started by John McIntosh, whose grandfather had moved from Inverness to Lancashire in England. McIntosh's was principally known for its toffee, as well as brands like Quality Street and Rollo. Coming up, an interview with my father, Andrew McDermott Sr., on some of the most popular drinks in Scotland. First, this is Runrig, with a track in the Gaelic, or Gaelic, from their album In Search of Angels.
First man in the room, not changing now. Can you look through and hear the hum? Skin couldn't die, just shall I find? Horns being called the root and dries. Soon the I and you shall scream. 宝物よ宝物び The clear Trun clear can I'll you at Kuan You'll and thought This year to three This year to one
You're listening to Simply Scottish. I recently sat down with my father, Andrew McDermott Sr., who was my co-host for 3 years when Simply Scottish was a radio programme. Our conversation centred on three of Scotland's most popular drinks, tea, Iron Brew and whisky. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, Ed.
You're welcome.
Well, I'd like to talk about tea first. A popular drink around the world, tea, as you know, originates from China,with the indigenous tea plant. It was introduced to Scotland in the 1600s. Many Scots went to India and Ceylon to start and run tea estates. One of the first to do this was James Taylor. He worked with another Scot, Sir Thomas Lipton, to develop a tea trade in what is now Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. The Lipton name is synonymous with tea and remains one of the most popular brands today. Dad, how popular was tea in your family as you were growing up in Scotland, and what was your experience of it?
Well, of course, yes, it was very, very popular, and that's basically the only thing that we drank in these days. Hot tea was a weather thing for us because of the cold, cold weather that was around yearly, not just seasonally. It's very close to the Firth and the North Sea.So tea was always there, plus other things like whiskey, which was used, strangely enough, for medicinal purposes, and a lot of people would just laugh at that particular thing. But we Scots were quite proud of the fact that it had some medicinal purposes. And, of course, tea was the big thing in Scotland.
Sure. Now, I understand you had a cousin who worked at a tea manufacturing facility. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. My cousin Ruby and this is going back just after the war, not long after the war. They probably were in business, and all the tea companies were spreading their wings, as you just mentioned earlier on, to Ceylon and other parts of the world for tea, because tea was very popular, and Scotland and the United Kingdom did not grow their own tea, so shipping was a main source of all kinds of products coming into the UK and Scotland in particular. And we were just surrounded with the North Sea, as I said, and the ships would come in from all over the place. And I do remember vividly that they used to ship the tea in boxes, wooden boxes surrounded with metal for to keep it from being broken in the holds of some of those ships coming through some of the waters that are pretty rough.
I remember tea chests, actually. We used to have some for storage, didn't we?
Correct, yeah. It was, we used to get those boxes, tea boxes, and I used to go down to this tea manufacturer, which wasn't too far from where I lived, and I would ask for some of the empty boxes, but underneath the boxes, underneath layers of paper and padding, which kept the container snug, was tea, and we were able to siphon off a lot of that tea. And of course, although it was available, it was a precious commodity to us.
Interesting. Well, there's quite a few drinks that are popular in Scotland, and perhaps we can move on to another one, another drink that many Scots love, and that's Éireann Brew, a carbonated soft drink made by bars. Scotland may be one of the only countries in the world, in fact, where Coke or Pepsi is not the number one soda. It is said that the drink originated in the steel and iron works of Glasgow, where workers were apparently dying or getting injured from the large amounts of beer drunk to quench their thirst from the heat of the work. A.G. Barr, a soft drink manufacturer at the time, offered a new drink as an alternative, and Iron Brew was born. How would you describe the drink and the taste of it?
It was quite a unique taste, Andrew. There was lots and lots of local sodas that were manufactured, but Iron Brew was looked upon as being truly Scottish because of the for the soda made in Scotland and taken the name of Iron Brew, and as Scotland was synonymous at that time with iron for ships and industries and various things like that. So it did tie together that. After the war, they started promoting in a more modern way. Not so much television. Television was in its infancy just after the war. But in newspapers and ads, it would be depicting strong people with muscles and things like that that would promote the drink and given to the young folks, and it was a wonderful soda to drink.
Yeah, it was definitely picked up by the younger generation. In fact, they're well known, the company, for their edgy and sometimes even controversial ad campaigns, you know, just to get the drink into the forefront of people's thoughts. But you're right, the younger generation picked it up, and I think that really helped boost its popularity. Nowadays, it's drunk everywhere, from the home to the football stadium and everywhere in between. How would you describe its taste? I sometimes, you know, find that hard to do, to explain what it tastes like, but it's known as kind of a soft drink, a carbonated soft drink with a citrus taste and an orange color to it. What else would you say?
Well, it is quite a unique taste, completely unique. Most of the sodas in the old days was made up of highly flavored natural, of course, in these days, like cherry, cherry soda, and orange, lemon, all based with real fruit and things of the day that were comparable with making soda. But Iron Brew was just on its own, and the popularity of it grew enormously. And little did I know that 25 years later I'd be working with that same company distributing that kind of soda. And from then on it just grew and grew and finally reached the shores of the Commonwealth and America.
To tell in the weary life I led afore, I left my hands out at all. We met to fall a light, my feeling was a wee the poor as if I real the spool set. I never was meet came day or door, but just upon the juice out at all. We met to fall a light. When I was six, I got to school because it was a fashion. I never did Sunday day the curve to see me or a thrashing. And right and left the rule of three, sir. But a noble thought came to my mind, the soldier I would be, sir. Ta-da. For my hands, sir. Swore I was the bravest chill in all the human plans, sir. Ta-da, ta-da, we met at a little lido. We spent the most of all our time just marching up and down, sir. We a feather born a day, we're cap and with our day, we're grin, sir. Ta-da, ta-da, we met at a little lido. Sir, over 40 regiments in a row came marching o'er the plains, sir. Ta-da, ta-da, we met at a little lido. For three long days and nights we fought, I thought we'd never end, sir. Till a bullet came fizzling through my leg and I up and fired again, sir. Ta-da, ta-da, we met at a little lido. The surgeon came and dressed my wounds, he said I would be lame, sir. But I grabbed on the two octave staffs and I came up pulling hame, sir. Ta-da, ta-da.
We had a wing that's a full little light.
This is Simply Scottish. On this episode, we continue our exploration of Scottish cuisine with a look at Scotland's drinks and sweets. Another drink that Scotland is famous for is whisky. The name comes from the Gaelic, literally meaning water of life. It's a distilled alcoholic beverage made from fermented grains, including barley, rye, wheat, and sometimes corn. People in Scotland have been distilling whisky for at least 500 years. One thing that sets Scots or Scotch whisky apart from other countries is that Scottish distillers use peat smoke to treat their malt, giving Scotch its distinctly smoky flavour. Here's my dad again, Andrew McDermott Sr., with a few stories of his own about the well-known drink.
In the whisky business, besides medical components that were said to be in whisky, it was a celebration drink as such, and always has been, and even to this day it still is. Whisky was another way for the locals to forget your troubles, come on, get happy type of deal, where whisky was available to everybody. And sadly to say that a nation who had just went through two wars, 1914-18 and the war with Germany, Hitler, that there was a lot of things to make up for after the war. There was so much sadness, there was so much changes, there was industries that were bombed by the Germans, and literally certain parts of Scotland, especially the industrial big cities, had to rebuild everything from ground level. And Scottish whisky has played a very prominent part in the life of the ordinary people.
Well, Dad, thanks for being on the podcast and talking about drink as part of our series on Scottish cuisine.
That's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to talk about it, and brings back a lot of memories.
That's all for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to websites and books about Scottish cuisine. And while you're online, like us on Facebook for podcast updates and prize giveaways. And if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to Simply Scottish and get new episodes automatically. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for more of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
The water is white. And neither have I wings to fly.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
There is a sheen. And she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I need. I know not how to sink or swim. Love is handsome.
Water is white.